D. Fighting fires and saving lives. Firefighters. One of the most interesting things about the fire service is the variety of the work. There are medical calls. That's when you go to help people with medical problems or someone in a car accident. Then there are fire calls. Maybe a house or a car is on fire. We also do technical rescues, where a worker is caught in some machinery, for example. We use fire trucks and fire engines. They work together but do different jobs. The fire engine has a hose and water on it to put out fires with. The fire truck has ladders and more rescue tools on it. It also has machinery to tear cars or walls apart. A normal work day. Everybody at Vancouver Fire Department in Washington State works 24-hour shifts. We come in at 7 o'clock in the morning. The first thing we do is get information from the crew that is going off their shift. Then we check the equipment. Next, we have breakfast, clean the station, and do some training. But every day is different. It depends on the calls we get. Sometime in the afternoon, we shop for dinner. We all pay $5, and everybody cooks and eats together like a family. We have a big communal dorm. Sometimes we can sleep almost all night without any calls. We feel pretty lucky then. Other nights, we're up every hour. Staying fit. We have to work out an hour a day. There is a huge workout room here. It is important to be fit. Every year we do a blood and lung function test. They also test our hearing and vision. Matt. Saving lives. Paramedics take care of people in the community who have been injured or are sick. They deal only with things that are life-threatening. Paramedics in the USA are often firefighters. The ambulance is like a small hospital room so that we can care for the patient on our way to the hospital. We are the first step in the life-saving team. But first of all, we need to get there. We use lights and sirens, read maps, use computers, and read information from the 911 emergency dispatchers. When we get there, we talk to the patient. We check which medications they are taking. Next, we do a physical examination. We also check their heart, blood pressure, pulse, and respiration. Then we send this information to the hospital and let them know that we are coming. We are the safety net for those who cannot afford a doctor. Here in the US, we have an insurance system. People have insurance that helps them pay for medical care, or they have to pay for it themselves. If they can't afford it, they call 911 for help. There are two kinds of ambulances, ones that are paid for in advance through taxes and ones that are not. It can cost $800 to $1,000 to go from the house to the hospital, then another $2,000 to $4,000 for the emergency room visit, and more for staying in the hospital. $10,000 or $20,000 hospital bills are not unusual. If you don't have insurance, it may ruin you economically. Jim. CPR. Make sure you know how to provide life-saving first aid. Ask your teacher or check with a first aid manual.